Hey, Emily, have you been following any social media influencers lately?
Yeah, I follow a few. There's this one influencer who does a lot of lifestyle content. She shares tips on fashion, wellness, and travel. Her posts are always so motivating. What about you?
I follow a few influencers too, but I've been mostly watching ones who focus on gaming and tech. It's fun to see them review the latest gadgets and talk about upcoming games.
That sounds cool. I think I've seen some of those types of influencers. They really know how to make unboxing and reviews seem exciting. But sometimes I feel like the whole perfect life thing is too much. You know, it's always about showing off the best moments.
Yeah, I get that. It can feel a little fake sometimes. But at the same time, I think some influencers are really genuine. Like, there are some who share personal stories and challenges. It makes them feel more relatable.
That's true. I love influencers who show the real side of life, not just the glamorous parts. There's this one influencer I follow who talks about mental health. She's very open and honest about her struggles, and I really admire that.
That's awesome. I think influencers who use their platform for good, like raising awareness for important causes, are the ones I respect the most. Some of them are so powerful in how they can inspire people.
I agree. It's refreshing to see influencers who aren't just about showing off brands or products, but who actually want to make a difference. Have you seen any influencers recently who do a lot of charity work?
Yeah, actually. There's one influencer I follow who raises funds for education in underserved communities. It's amazing to see how much impact they can have with their platform.
That's amazing. It's nice to see influencers who use their influence for positive change. I think the power of social media can be really incredible when it's used in the right way.
For sure. It's a great way to connect with people and spread messages that matter, but I think it's also important to be careful and not let social media take over our lives.
Definitely. It's all about balance. I think it's great when influencers promote healthy habits, like taking breaks from social media and spending time in nature.
Questions. Number one, what type of content does the woman follow on social media? Number two, why does the woman sometimes feel negative about social media influencers? Number three, what does the man think about some influencers? Number four, what does the woman admire about the influencer she follows? Number five, what type of influencers does the man respect the most? Number six, what kind of charity work does the man mention following an influencer for? Number seven, what does the woman think about the power of social media? Number eight, what is the man's advice about social media? Number nine, according to the conversation, what kind of balance is important when using social media? Number 10, what is the woman's attitude towards influencers who promote healthy habits?